We are now joined by Emily from Emily Alice. How are you going?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How's your morning been so far?
Yeah, good. It's been pretty slow. I worked late last night, so yeah, I'd be lying if I said I had done much yet.
Oh yeah, well hey, there's no rush. It's still the AM, so take your time.
Thank you, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on the latest track that has just come out. That's nice. How would you describe it for listeners in a few key words?
Yeah, I would say very, like jazzy, fresh, and just really fun and lighthearted.
And so your band, Emily Alice, I guess would also fall under those same key words, right?
Yeah, 100%.
And the track, which I absolutely love, it's simultaneously a little blasé yet sincere. Even the title, That's Nice, and the way you finish each lyric sequence with That's Nice, pulls me both ways from indifference, like an okay and moment, and on the other hand, it feels like an earnest celebration of things that are just simply nice. So what was your intention with That's Nice?
Yeah, 100%. I think you've hit the nail on the head there. At the time, like lyrically, I was really inspired by and singing a lot of like jazz standards, and a lot of the ones that I was really enjoying, the lyrics were exactly that, like not overcomplicated, but just really sincere in how earnest they were. And so, it's kind of funny. I don't know, I really enjoyed that, so I thought I'd just give that a go. And that's sort of what that was so uncomplicated, but yeah, it just meant exactly what it was.
Lyrics are usually one of the aspects of a track that like I tune into first. If the lyrics miss, I can't do it, I can't ignore it at all, because there's such like a gentle balance to find between writing with complexity versus simplicity, and I think you really nail it here. It's why I want to talk to you about your lyricism, because it feels like the new song is very literal, and the way it always returns to the same lyrics of That's Nice gives it this refreshing lightness and familiarity. Did you want to touch on this, and in particular if you have any artists that inspire you this way?
Oh, that's a great question. In terms of like that returning motif, of That's Nice, because when we were writing it also structurally, we sort of wanted to use that and weren't going to put any boundaries around where that would be used and just sort of like where it felt right. And for us, like Hiatus Coyote hit that nail on the head with that lyrically, like the repetition is used in a way that it feels like each time it's repeated it has a purpose and it's never overdone, and that is something that I think is really cool, and they ride that line really well. I think they're amazing.
Was finding that balance of the repetition, so not overdoing it, did that come quite naturally, or did it take some editing?
Great question. I think the chorus, well, like the sort of B section where the lyrics stray from that, when we were like exploring what that section would look like, I think it felt that it didn't need to say That's Nice in there because we discovered that. But then when that section comes to the end, tie it back into that verse section, finishing on That's Nice and tying this together, that felt really appropriate. But other than that, just sort of wherever it felt right, and I was cautious as we were going not to overdo it, so hopefully that happened.
I find it really beautiful, because somehow in the simplicity of it, you've painted a really beautiful composition. And on the track, you've got the layering of the bass to the vocals to the keys and then the sax, and it all feels effortlessly cohesive. Like, no one is fighting each other for attention. Mm-hmm. How did you get to this point in your music making as a group?
With this song in particular, it was written from the bass up. So Jakira, our bass player, she started with that bass line. And so I think it was quite a cool new approach for us to build it up from there. But we were really lucky that we workshopped and recorded the songs mixed by Sam Healy by at Turbine Sounds. And we've worked with him a few times, and I think that getting to, we love his process and getting to understand how his process works, and has meant that our, we know that the song was in really safe hands, and we really wanted to drive home that especially like the vocals were just part of the mix. It wasn't sort of something slapped on top. And this was our first time experimenting with having sax or anyone from outside of the group brought in to record, and he was like just incredible with helping us navigate that and ensuring that it was just something that was really tasteful within the song. So yeah, we were just really grateful to have him there helping us with that.
I'm such a big believer in this song. I think it's great, really, because there's this beautiful restraint to it as well. And I think, like what you said, you're not just slapping like the vocals or the lyrics on top. It all feels very intentional.
Thank you. Yeah, and I think that was, again, something that was probably inspired by a lot of like jazz standards, was we wanted things to feel like they were sort of in conversation with one another, especially when going through picking out the sax lines and how they communicated with the vocals and the inflections from the keys and the gas. Hopefully that came across. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I really, really like what you just said there about it being in conversation with each other. I think that's the perfect way to describe like a harmonious composition. Who were your, I guess, your jazz inspirations? How did you get into this world?
Yeah, great question. We all were sort of studying, we met at uni and we weren't studying jazz, but that was something that, I don't know, we all were sort of a connecting factor for us, was an interest and inspiration from jazz music, and also a lot of neo-soul as well. And so I think it's just naturally worked its way into everything that we do, especially because a lot of the things that we listen to are inspired by them also. So I think that it's naturally been a bit of a guiding light in that.
The kind of music that you've all been making before Emily Ellis as a band, has it always had a soul jazz aspect to it, or was it something that came along later?
I think more and more so. As bands always go, I mean, every time we write a song, we sort of get closer to what we're trying to achieve. And we've been together now writing for about 3 years and playing really frequently, writing frequently. And it feels like with this track, it's really starting to sound like what we kind of want and what we've been working towards, which is a really awesome thing, and it feels really good because it really aligns with sort of the vision that we have for ourselves. And especially, this is the first of a string of singles, and we feel like we are starting to get towards that. And so I feel like it's just sort of time under our belt and spent together getting closer towards that, but definitely more jazz and neo soul as we go forward.
Interesting. And uni's just started again, so there's lots of fresh faces out here on the campus, which probably means a new bunch of fresh music students. So do you have any advice for budding musicians for finding their sound and working collaboratively?
Just keep trying. Like, some days it feels like, I don't know, you just got to keep the hope. And if you love music and you love making music, you will. But it is a long process, so don't be fooled if you don't, you know, find your people or your sound or what you think you might love on the first day or the first 3 years. Because you get there.
Yeah, so patience?
Yeah, 100%. 100% patience.
That's lovely. Where can listeners find, listen, and buy your music?
Yeah, so we have our songs out everywhere, but yeah, Bandcamp is fantastic. We have obviously Spotify, Apple Music, and we're hoping to start exploring into some more physical forms of music, so we'll have that all up on our socials as we go along.
Any cassettes?
Oh, hopefully. Yeah. We are big like vinyl lovers, so I think If something happens, that's the dream. But mm-hmm. cassette would be awesome. I'll just need to buy a cassette player.
Yeah, me too. I do think cassettes are on the up again.
100%.
Yeah. You've got a pretty big gig coming up with 660, don't you?
Yes. Yeah, so excited. 2 days now.
Yeah, and it's your biggest performance yet as a group?
Yeah, 100%. This has been a pretty crazy opportunity for us. We're super excited. Couldn't really believe that we got asked. So we're just so excited for the opportunity and itching to get on the stage now.
Yeah, that's huge. Do you have any future plans for touring around the Motu?
Absolutely. We went on our first tour last year and just like had the best time ever. So that is totally the hope. We're going to get these next few songs out and then, yeah, all getting around as many places as we can is definitely something that we'd love to do again. So that's the hope.
Oh, that's so exciting. All right, let's stop talking and let the listeners listen to the track. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much for having us. Really appreciate it.
When you call me up, that's nice. Thank you.
95 BFM.